I may not make it to retirement. I'm just saying.
I know. Well, maybe you, hey, you could go on like disability because they're disabling
I'm
you.
About to be. They are about to disable me. Yes.
You're really close.
Or I'm going to disable somebody.
You right. Either way, I feel like that you can come out of this getting a paycheck and just staying home. Okay. So let's work on that, guys. If you have any ideas, not that she's planning it. We don't know anything about it. But
I mean, my could hands are hurting. So, yeah,
right. You've got carpal tunnel. You've got brain damage.
They're killing me. And they are killing me.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Going swallow. Okay, sorry. Thought you were gonna spew. Welcome, 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 everybody to episode 59. It's
59.
Feeling fine. That's right. We're having just a great little conversation here. We thought we'd let y'all in on some of it. So Joni is just telling me all about her crazy week and crazy cooking for every single person in the whole city of Savannah.
About to blow a gasket.
She's about to lose it. She's about to
blow a gasket. We're recording on Monday, and I'm like, my kids came in and said, okay, Ms. Schenck, what do you want us to do today? I said, your job today is to keep me from having a heart attack.
Okay.
That's your job.
That's good.
Job. Because I'm about to snap.
She's about to lose it. Listen, I couldn't do it. I could not do what you do. I couldn't do it.
And then people come and get my tables, and I'm like, okay, I have to have all four tables. Where are my white tables? Nobody knows. Send an email. Anybody got my tables? Nobody knows. They come, they use them, they don't return them, and I don't know where they are.
It's just like home, only on a bigger scale.
On a much larger
scale.
I even have
scale.
Like a sign out sheet.
Yeah.
That evidently that sign out sheet does not apply to some people.
Yeah, and we're not going to name names, but we might name names. But anyway, we might. Those a little higher on the pay scale.
For you, Wes the Pest.
Might be the ones doing it. Oh, well, you got that camera footage up there, so you're just going to take care of that. You're going to take care of business. So
I may not make it to retirement. I'm just saying.
I know. Well, maybe you could go on like disability. Because they're disabling
I'm
you.
I'm about to be. they are about to disable me. Yes.
You're really close.
Or I'm going to disable somebody.
You right. Either way, I feel like that you can come out of this getting a paycheck and just staying home. Okay. So let's work on that, guys. If you have any ideas. Okay. Not that she's planning it. We don't know anything about it. But
I mean, something could happen to her. Hurting, so.
Yeah, right. You've got carpal tunnel. You've got brain damage.
They're killing me. And they are killing me.
So I think you have a really good case. Oh my word. I can't believe it. It's only Monday. You're just okay. Well, we're just gonna.
Yep. No, and I knew this week was gonna be crazy. I mean, it's just, fall hits and everybody needs something constantly and all
That's
the time.
Right.
And all the schools are having harvest festivals and hey, can you make us a cake? Can you make us a cookie? Can you make us da 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 da? And I'm like,
I can, but see, that's where you need to channel your inner Holly because you need when that happens, well, just think of me and what would Holly say?
No.
Only say it nicer. Hell no. No,
here's the deal. I mean, really, here's the deal. We can do it and my kids can do it. And it's just this whole long, I mean, it just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. And it keeps us working and it keeps us going,
keeps you never dull moment.
Yeah. I just would like people to follow the rules.
I know. Follow the rules, people.
That I
sign
set
out things
before them.
sign out the
table. Wash your own dishes.
Bring stuff back. If you make a mess, clean it up. I'm telling you, I've had that conversation in my head this week at home. So I got no advice for you. I got a 54-year-old man up in this house that, love you, Tim. Anyway, he worked on shelves all weekend and they are almost finished and it's looking really good. I'm very excited. I finally got to put stuff on it today. So I've been getting the house back. You know, that's just all I've done all week is get all the rooms sort of back. So, but I got to play and put stuff on the shelves today. And because it's Hudson's birthday on Wednesday and we're having the grandparents over. And I was like, I want it kind of back together.
Done.
So, yeah. You know, so there's a couple little things. The trim is up, but there's a couple little, I haven't painted the trim. There's some touch-ups mm-hmm. and we got to do some touching up on it. But I said, let's get it all back. I can do that. I can move that stuff and do that. So that's a relief. So my mental state is getting a little better.
Good. Well, listen, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I said last year, and I've said, I've just been in a funk that I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I could care less about decorating. I could, man, it's coming back. I'm getting it back. I know.
You know what brought it back? You know what brought it back?
My cold water immersion therapy.
No.
What?
Absolutely not. What? That is the last. No, fool. What brought it back was getting those chargers, those Thanksgiving charger plates.
Yes. Yes.
Is what that broke the dam. And now you're like, the cold water. No. Yeah. Speaking of which, don't tell me, I want to hear more about your getting it back, but we also, did you decide on dishes? Did you figure out what you want to do with your Thanksgiving dishes or no? Your plates. Your plates.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I get the whole thing on the plates.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Y'all, she was looking off into space like.
Listen, that's been a month ago. It's been a month ago. So I did get the, not the botanical. What is the pilgrims? It wasn't pilgrim.
Pilgrim.
The Plymouth. Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I did the Plymouth pumpkin.
I think you will really like those. I think those were very your. I loved the other one. I loved them both. Like seeing them in person, I was like, oh man, those are both really, really pretty.
Yeah.
But like you saw in the picture I took, you couldn't even see the charger on the other set. And I think the Plymouth ones is more your style, kind of a real traditional okay, so tell us you're getting your mojo back.
I just couldn't do the turkeys. I don't like turkeys.
I kind of like them.
The turkey.
I almost bought some turkey plates the other day.
I might get like the platter, but I don't want to be turkey. I don't know.
What's your problem with the turkey?
I have a turkey aversion.
That's so weird. Why? What on earth would they do to you?
I don't know. Just look at them and go, they're ugly.
Well, They are. You know, if you're in person,
listen,
they
kind
of
are. Sitting out at Streety's house. I was sitting on her front porch one day, and I heard that she lives out like in the country and all of a sudden I heard this most god-awful noise. I thought, what in the world? You know, all these people who think they hear Bigfoots and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I've decided this might be what it is. All of a sudden, I mean, what do you call them? A whole gaggle or goozle or
what is a bunch of turkeys called?
I don't know, but I mean, all the turkeys came running across her field.
Oh my
word.
It
was over. I quit counting when I got to 100.
Oh my word.
100 turkeys.
Are you serious?
Listen, and it was the most gosh awful noise I've ever heard. It sounded, I can't even describe it.
That is awful. That sounds terrible. Oh my goodness.
Times 100.
Okay. This said, I just looked it up because I'm like, you know how every.
Okay. Yeah. What are they?
Every kind of animal has a cool name, which I'm really kind of into. But this is really stupid because it just says it's called a flock.
A flock.
That's not right. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking
for. No, you want it to be like a gaggle.
Domestic birds are a gaggle or a rafter. A rafter of turkeys. Okay. A flock of wild turkeys, or in the case of domesticated birds, a gaggle or a rafter. I want something better than
that. Well, they're not domesticated. These were wild turkeys.
These were wild. And I want a better name than that. So I think I'm not getting the right kind of cool thing.
You don't make the rules, Holly.
I do, actually. I should. So I should. Because it's like a parliament of owls, which is so cool.
Yes.
A murder of crows. Of like, there's all those cool names.
Okay, crows are creepy.
I love crows.
I hate crows.
Do you just not like birds?
They're going to come down and beg your eyeballs out. Well, I like birds. I like cardinals. I like bluebirds. Okay. I even like blue jays that are mean.
They are mean.
I like finches and all kinds
of... You just don't like the big...
I love an owl. Have you ever felt an owl?
I love owls.
Have you ever felt one? It is so soft.
I love owls.
You wouldn't think that an owl would be that soft. It's the softest thing I've ever touched.
You wonder, I want to see one so bad without its feather. Like, can you imagine like have a little naked owl?
Have you seen it with its legs? It is hilarious. I mean, when they pull the feathers up and it's, they got these long, long legs.
All right. So it's just crows
Welcome
and turkeys.
Welcome to Designer Cornbread, folks.
Listen, we are.
This is what we do.
We taught nature at Camp Soaring Hawk. So we know what we're, talking about. We can make it up
with
the best of them.
So we were at camp and they put us in this nature class. And I think we got to third. By the time you get to third term, you're exhausted. Hmm. And so Holly and I decided, let's just have Nature Beauty Day. And we took Ozark. I mean, we made it this big thing.
Yeah.
We had Ozark mud and put on their faces.
Mm-hmm. We just wanted to lay down.
Bananas.
We just wanted to lay down. Yeah.
We put bananas over their eyes and laid on the bleachers.
Well, there was no cucumbers. We did try, and we did. We laid on the bleachers. So I think we've told the story. But it, you know, when you just want to lay down. And honestly, it's a testament to if you just spin a good story, if you just...
That's right. That's right.
Give enough information and make it a good story, people will do anything you want.
It was an Ozark mud bath.
It was great. We got caught by the director, and he was like, what is happening? Anyway, so back to whatever we were talking about. Back to your decorating. What you say, it's coming back.
Okay.
The vibe is coming back.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I just want things to be, and I'm not a big, you know, decorator. That's not, I'm the cook. But, like, I haven't really wanted to do any of it.
Yeah. I go through phases. Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, you know, nobody, they don't care. Why am I busting my tail? I don't care. I mean, I love it, but I don't care. But it's coming back. Little. At a time.
There's just a
little. Now I may lose it again after this week.
You may. No, I think you'll want, because it's like, it's another, you know, it's something you can kind of control and do, because you can do whatever you want to do. And that's always a fun thing. So I think that's good. You're getting it back in time for the holidays.
Yep.
And
so I did. I bought the Plymouth pumpkin. I just bought the dinner plates. I'm waiting for them to go on sale.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I'm going to buy the salad plates.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. At least you got the dinner plate. So that way, you know, that's enough to at least get that going. So, well, that's exciting. Your table's going to look really pretty. We'll have to have pictures and all that good stuff. So, let's see. The only thing, like I said, I've just gotten the house. I'm working on getting it back together. But last night I went to a wonderful, actually in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, I went to a wonderful concert with my dad. He invited me to go to a concert at the Bach Society in St. Louis. They're a wonderful choral, one of the premier choral singing groups here in town, and gone to them over the years, different things. So they had a concert and it was just very, very beautiful. It's just one of those things you go to and you're like, it was actually in honor of the director's wife who had passed away in May, in May. Okay. So it was very special for him and for the choir. And they did this really cool, the second half of it was a really neat modern requiem. It means rest. And it was out in 2008. So this wasn't like an old timey piece. And it was really cool because it combined some of the Latin texts with like poems. Like one of the, because the Requiem usually has different, you know, Lux Aeternum and all these different little sections. And it had those a little differently, but it had them combined with poems. Like one of the sections had the Latin, I think that was it was one of the sections, and it was combined with the poem in Flanders Fields, which is the World War One, you know, the poem about the poppies will grow. And another one was combined with the poem. I can't remember who wrote it, but it was, do not stand at my grave and weep, for I am not there. Do not stand. I am in the, and it was so cool. It was really neat. That juxtaposition of those was, it was really cool. I'm never going to get over it. So that was fun. Other than that, football, I was, the best thing that happened in football to me on Saturday was that we had Squirrel playing Kool-Aid in the Tennessee versus Alabama game. Squirrel and was on Tennessee and Kool-Aid plays for Alabama. So I was like, well, if that's not the most SEC thing you've ever heard, that Squirrel and Kool-Aid are playing each other. So that's all I got for that. Other than, go ahead.
So
tell me about
let's just talk about football for a minute. Can we just say the Mississippi State game was just a tornado?
Yeah.
I have no other, it was just a tornado.
Yeah.
I mean, we won, thankfully, but I was like,
I was concerned.
What is happening?
At the end, I was very concerned.
So, and I will tell you that the only reason that we won, though, is because that poor boy jumped off sides.
It is. It's true.
Yeah.
It's 100% true. I don't know what.
Because if they had scored that touchdown, I don't think. So here's what happened. We fumbled it and Arkansas grabbed it and ran it in for a touchdown. However, somebody had jumped on the line.
Yeah.
And so it was real dead before.
Or offense, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. It was ruled dead before they ever called it.
Penalty that ever. And what, there was some other crazy call.
I know.
Really was so stupid.
I should have taken
notes. Oh, I know what it was. I don't know if it was the first half or the second half. I don't know what's going on, but they were like 4th and 1 foot or something, and they decided to kick it.
Yeah.
Mississippi State. I'm like, who? What are you doing?
Yeah. But that may have been because. And see, now my games are all
I'm mixed up too. But I know that happened because I was like, we're gonna have a coach
change. Because Tennessee, hang on, I know they're all running together. They went for it, and they didn't get it. And then when it came time, and they were just like 4th and inches, they didn't go for it.
Was that Tennessee? Okay, I thought that was Mississippi State. Yeah. It was some game where I was like, "What is going on?"
The Mississippi State. I really should have written it all down because I was like, "Ooh, we got to talk about that." Ooh, we got
to
talk about that.
I know
because
you have to take notes.
It was a tornado of events.
Well, you know what? And it always is when you play Arkansas. I feel like every time you play Arkansas, it's just all chaos, all hell breaks loose. Yep. You don't know what's going on. And we had a different quarterback, which actually, I mean, he you know. It was the backup quarterback. I can't remember his name now, but, you know, he had some good things. I mean, they pulled out a win. He had some not great things either, but thank goodness. I literally, at the end, I thought if Arkansas, and then they made that touchdown and I was like,
yep, it got dicey.
It was dicey, you guys. It's never fun playing the Hogs. It's never fun. So that was, but there was a lot of cool games. I didn't watch this game, but I was looking at the scores later. And I don't know what happened, but LSU beat Army like 62-0.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I don't know how to feel about that.
I know.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I've ever seen. I was just scrolling through the scores and I'm like, LSU, who'd they play? And I was like, 62-0.
Zero. How did Mizzou do?
Mizzou won. Mizzou is making me actually.
Mizzou's doing really well.
I know. I'm kind of starting to have a little love for my own
state team.
You know, I've always, you know, they're fine, but they've never just lit my fire. But they are pretty good.
Just to you, I almost went to Mizzou.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which would have been so great. We would have been, except I would have been up in Michigan. But that's better than, you know, it's closer than Starkville. So Mizzou, actually, that is my, I'm going to give out a spicy, kind of spicy everything award. Because I, you know, first of all, it was the most gorgeous football weekend everywhere. I mean, every game that came on, it was like the announcers were like, oh, it's a beautiful day, you know, clear blue skies, fall weather everywhere, you know, maybe in the 70s. Columbia was about 74 or 75, you know, it was warmer. But everything was just so pretty. And their field, I mean, the end zone with the diamond, the black diamond and the Mizzou on the end.
Missouri.
It looks good. It looks good. And their uniforms were very just the black and the yellow, the gold, and then there's the Golden Girls. And I got to give them a whole spicy everything award for this week.
Okay.
It goes to Mizzou.
They're the designer cornbread winner.
Yeah, you're the winner. Congratulations. You get
winner,
nothing.
Winner. Chicken dinner.
That's exactly right. And they did. They beat the stupid Gamecocks. Sorry, people, if you like them, but that chicken, that rooster, I can't deal with it.
I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind that. I'll take a suey pig. I'll take Rocky Top. I'll take any of the other, but that chicken just gives me.
Nope. Nope.
Anyway. So that's really all I have to talk about football. I don't know anything else that happened.
Yeah, I don't either.
It was a good weekend though. It was a lot of good games, a lot of good SEC games, a lot of good. It was fun.
Yeah, but I didn't get anything done. I watched because I watched Mississippi State and Arkansas, and then it was almost back to back. I watched Tennessee and Alabama.
Yeah, which was a fun game to watch.
I got up. I did get up Saturday, and I went to Lowe's and bought some mums and pumpkins and
all of that.
And went to the grocery, and I made a big brunch for. Okay. I did all this before the Mississippi State game at 11 o'clock. I know.
Oh, who'd you make brunch for?
Just mom came over and Ron and JB.
Okay. Just your people.
Just
nice.
My people. Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds lovely.
I don't know why I did it, but I did it.
You just wanted to.
And then I made chili for halftime of the Tennessee game. Mm-hmm. I like cooking.
Nice.
And,
Yeah.
So, I mean, we just sat around and did that. And Sunday, I helped give a sip and see. For a couple at church.
What's that? I don't know what a sip and see. What is that?
Oh, okay. So it's a baby shower, except for when the baby's born already.
Oh,
and so you get to
peek at the baby.
You get to sip on some punch and you get to see the baby.
We don't have those.
No. Yeah, okay. Sip and see. Yeah.
A sip and see. I didn't know what that was. Okay, there you go.
Some precious little Walt. That's his name.
Walter. Stop it right now.
Yep. Yep.
And babies look like old men. And now he's got a little cute old man name.
And he was in such a good mood and happy. Oh, it's precious.
Walt.
The peanut. Walt.
That is precious. I can't even.
So that was my weekend.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good. I was thinking Halloween's coming up, you know, and just always, I always think back to my childhood because I loved Halloween. It was a big stinking deal. And I think I was thinking about it because I'm like, I have so many fond memories. And I think, I guess the reason why is just because where I was growing up and we did really fun stuff, like it was made a big deal. So I went to this little Flynn Park Elementary School. I probably already talked about this before, but you would wear your costume. I think we did it on Halloween, you know, because you didn't change things around back then. You know, you just.
No, right. Yeah.
It was on whatever. If Halloween, I guess if it was on a weekend, they'd pick a day like a Friday or something to have you do. And we'd wear our costumes to school. And at some point during the day, I guess we, you know, had a little Halloween party or whatever. And then we would do a parade. The whole school would walk because it was the elementary school. It's called Flynn Park because there's actually a park kind of there in the middle of this neighborhood. And we would do a whole costume parade and we would walk all the way around our park of our school and the people in the neighborhoods would come out and look at us, and we would just tromp around. So you have all these little crazy 70s, you know.
Oh, the little plastic mask.
The plastic Casper and the little plastic, you know. I don't know. They just put you in like a plastic poncho that had stuff on it.
Pretty much,
me.
Yeah.
Not me, of course. I must say.
Yeah, you were designed.
My parents did me right. But I was thinking about what your favorite Halloween costume, like did you always dress up or sometimes, and what was your, was there a year always. That like was your favorite costume?
I don't know, but now see, my granddaddy owned the dime store, and so
you got good stuff.
Was the, well,
you
no,
got the plastic
you
got, kit
you got good stuff. I had the plastic kit, But I got to pick whatever I wanted.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you got the cream of the crop.
Yes, I can be. I think I was Wonder Woman.
Oh, that mask is so scary.
No, it's so scary. I know, those hollow eyes.
And those little eyes, they look like cheeks. Dead. Oh, gosh.
Yes,
I can picture the exact one you had. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
And but then one year, my mom did drag it to be a clown. And I did love being a clown.
Wow.
And Holly is petrified of clowns, by the way.
Like men that put makeup on and try to give you candy and make you laugh. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Carry on.
I don't know. But, you know, so we didn't do that at school, but I do remember like making the little paper pumpkins.
Oh,
you know, the paper jack-o'-lanterns.
The paper sack, out of the paper grocery sack. Yes.
Yeah.
We would do crafts.
I loved it.
It was
crafts.
A whole,
the Halloween crafts was so great.
They were great. We'd make toilet paper roll bats, mm-hmm. like using the roll and painting it and doing. I mean, guys, this is at school. Like, I don't know when we must have done that all, because then you took it home, you know, after or for Halloween or whatever. We did crafts, and then we had the parade. And then in my neighborhood, it was big trick or treating. And in the younger years, they pretty much did this my whole growing up that I remember trick or treating. There was a big party at there was this one kind of dead end part in our neighborhood, like a little dead end street. And that would be a party kind of down there for the neighborhood. And they'd have a costume contest and you'd gather for a little while and play some games. And we'd all run. It's like the classic, you know, 1970s before we knew people were putting razor blades and whatever. And, you know, you just ran the neighborhood, had your costume. I mean, when I was little, my parents would track along, you know, but I'd go with a friend or whatever. And there'd be a little party and a little, you know, prize for the costume. It was just classic.
Yeah.
It was just classic. Yeah. And I think why I loved it.
Well, and I loved trick or treating. And, you know, eventually I know that a lot of churches have started all the trunk or treats and all that. But I loved trick-or-treat. I loved going from house to house, ringing the little doorbell. And somebody, I mean, you ring a doorbell and somebody comes and gives you candy. What's not to like? Yeah. I mean, it's perfect. You know, but I loved that. My little best friend, Emily, and I, she lived two doors down from me. And Emily and I would go through the neighborhood. And, I mean, it was like a, you know, a cache.
Yes.
You know, by the time we got home.
Oh, it was like magical. And like you said, every door you never knew like what you were going to get, you know, and the people that tried to give you like pennies for your UNICEF box, you wanted to like throw an egg at them, but you didn't. So anyway.
But I do remember there was a lady who lived behind my grandmother, Miss Maud. Miss Maud made popcorn balls every year.
Oh.
Every year she had a whole mess of popcorn balls.
So classic.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It just feels very Charlie Brown. I think that's why I like show too.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you threw a sheet over your head or you got your little plastic. Now, my two favorite, I always had really fun costumes that my parents helped me with or my sister or whatever. But my two favorite that I can remember were, I was a gypsy one year. And that was super fun. The little eyeliner on, had the little dress with the...
I was Genie one year. That may have been my favorite. Genie. Yeah.
That would be a good one. Yeah. Oh, Genie. She was so great.
Yeah.
A gypsy. And then I was an Indian. I was like a little Indian princess one year.
Of course you are. Yeah, you are.
I have a picture of that. Actually, I just found a picture of me and painted up and burlap little dress.
Oh, you need to post it.
I will. And my little braids because I have long brown hair and my little, I was little. That was probably kindergarten or first grade. Yeah. And I love those two outfits because they just, you really felt like you were a gypsy and a little Indian princess. So there you go. Yeah. Oh, it was so fun.
I have a picture of my boys and they all went as Star Wars characters. And then they ran into some friends and I think this was at a church thing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Which was fun to do.
Yeah. And they had some friends who they were also like Darth Vader. So you've got like four Darth Vaders, a Yoda, and a Luke Skywalker, you know.
Yes.
And so they're all there with their lightsabers and sabers. And they're holding them up and they're all being, and then there's John Garrett, little John Garrett was Yoda, and he's standing there holding out a hot dog. Caleb is looking at him like
he's a complete,
what are you doing?
Idiot. And John Garrett's just like, take this.
He's probably two or three.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
he didn't know.
He didn't know.
That is hilarious. I love the little brother, man. We came across a video the other day. We died laughing so hard. The kids were home. So this was Avery and Thatcher were home. So this is back in like August. And Tim's been going through videos and getting them onto the computer from our old video camera tapes. And there was this video. It was so cute. Of course, you know, everyone thinks their kids are precious and all that, but it was so funny because I don't know, we were just videoing, the kids were doing something. I think we were playing Simon Says. And so Thatcher's probably, well, let's see, Hudson is maybe two. So then Avery's four and Thatcher's six, you know, kind of in that range like that. And we're doing Simon Says and Tim or whoever saying the things to do. And Thatcher, of course, instantly can do them, you know, make muscles. Simon Says make muscles. And he's, you know, really, he's very serious about it though. He's kind of looking,
he's got you know, that, like, look at like, the gun, look, kiss Ira, the like, gun.
I got some, I was got, here's thunder, here's lightning. Don't get caught in the storm. Anyway, and Avery's doing it too. And all Hudson is doing, it's so cute because he's all in it, but he's just looking at what they're doing. He doesn't really know what make my, you know, what Tim is saying or what, but he looks at them and sees what they're doing. So he's just kind of watching them and he's imitating them and he's doing all this stuff. And it's so cute. And then at one point they all get to run in and Avery turns around and just bonks right into Hudson. He falls flat over. He gets right back up, keeps, you know, it's just seeing the interaction with them and that poor younger one who's trying to keep up, like John Garrett with his hot dog lightsaber.
So funny.
He was doing it.
So funny. And he had one, but evidently he put it down to, you know, eat a hot dog.
He so was he just hungry. He was trying to eat his hot dog. So he, but then the battle came. So he was like, I got to get in it. It's just hilarious. Big good times. That's for sure. So, oh my word. I don't know. What else do we have? What else did you have to share about anything else this week? I don't think there's anything coming up that's real.
No, because now I'm just in my I can't breathe mode. Thankfully, this in the fall, it only lasts a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And we're going to stop the church mills November 8th.
Oh, and, good. Yeah, you have to stop that because you can't. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in the next week, I'm just going to work with the kids on learning how to cook some Thanksgiving foods.
Oh, nice. And, what are you going to have them do?
We're actually going to smoke a turkey. I'm going to show them how to smoke a turkey. That will be a demonstration kind of thing.
That'll be really impressive, though, if they learn how to do that. That's really very impressive.
And they're going to make sweet potato casseroles and cornbread dressing and corn casserole. And so,
nice. Is that going to be one of the church dinners then that you have them do? Or no,
I think we'll do the sweet potato casserole. We will do that for church. Okay. And because we're going to do maple chicken, I think, next week.
Oh, I love maple chicken.
Well, I thought, oh, that'd be a good recipe for this week. And then I realized I already did it last year.
Oh, you did.
I know.
Yeah, you did. Sorry. You can repeat at some point, but probably not yet.
Yeah.
Which made me think, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up what you were saying. No, I was going to move on and just because it occurred to me that we're in trouble with M Squared because we didn't, her husband, we gave a nice shout out. She was very happy. We gave a shout out to her husband, Dave, and his whatever he got honored for his broadcasting. And then she was mad at us because we didn't say who's married to their favorite camper,
M Squared.
And we got
M
in trouble.
M Squared is, she's like the success behind Dave.
That's, are you think?
Not really. I'm just trying to make her feel better.
You sure? I don't know. Let's ask Dave. No. You need to talk to him and find out what's going on. But I just thought that was funny because she was catching up and listening and sent us, and she got a little salty because she was like,
I got one phrase for you. Ride the zipper.
Oh, my word.
Listen. It's a fair ride. Listen.
No.
You pervert.
Stop.
It is a fair ride. The zipper.
M Squared
sent at the fair.
us a text on our little group chat together. And that was the first thing.
I was at church, by the way. I was at church when she said
the sinners like me were home texting with M squared. And she, the first thing she had to say was, you cannot say ride the zipper. And I said, I know.
It's a ride at the fair, at the county fair. Look, Miss Atlanta, this you are from the Delta. She's from the Delta. She ought to know about the zipper.
That's fine. But you know the problem, Joni, is you were like, there was one of my sister's older friends and he was really cute and he asked me to ride the zipper. That's what you said.
With
and that
him,
is inappropriate.
To ride the zipper with him. That's not inappropriate. Y'all are perverts.
I'm putting a poll out. I'm writing that down right now. We're doing a poll.
Oh my gosh. No.
Poll.
I've got students who listen to this, Holly.
Listen, tell students. Now, don't think about, you know, your situations or whatever's hip now. But I'm telling you, back in the day, or even now, is it okay for an older, how old were you?
I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, and some high school dude asks a little sixth grader if she wants to ride the zipper.
He was being kind to me. He was my neighbor.
I think he was. I think he was. My point is, you can't say that way, because you say it, and you know that it's naughty. And you keep saying
it. I don't know. No, I did not say that it was not, because that's been one of my favorite stories of when Mark asked me to ride the zipper.
Okay.
With him.
Oh, okay. I just can't hear it anymore. I can't. Da, 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 da. Some little music.
I don't know how else you can say that.
Ride a ride at the fair. You don't have to say the name of the ride.
You do. Yes, you do, because you have to know that it spins like a washing machine.
Anyway.
For all that vomit to be going.
It should be called a zip. It should be called the tumbler or something like that.
Well, it's called the zipper. I don't control that.
Okay. Anyway, guys, if you missed that episode, I don't know what episode it was, but it was a couple ago. I think the name of the episode is Ride the Zipper. So you'll be sure to find it, because that's what it got named. I got to put up a poll. That's disturbing. I just can't. That is all I have for any kind of updates like that. Are you ready for a recipe, or did you have anything else that you needed to tell us about in your life?
No, I can do a recipe. So here's my deal. Everything I was like, oh yeah, I need to do that. And I'd go and look and I'd think, did I do that? And I've already done it. But
well,
you know what I have not done?
What?
I have not done sugared bacon.
You haven't done sugared bacon?
I have not done sugared bacon. I looked and it's not.
Oh, my
all right,
goodness.
John, let me tell you something. This will rock your world right here. All you've got to do, and I have no measurements at all.
No, that's okay.
Get some brown sugar.
Get some brown sugar.
Brown sugar. And
ride the zipper.
And ride the zipper. And put some cinnamon in it. But look, you know you don't put a lot of cinnamon in it, because cinnamon's bitter without sugar. So it's, you know, I would say, you know, proportionally half a cup of brown sugar to a teaspoon of cinnamon.
Okay.
So, and you can alter it however you like it. I like a little more cinnamon in it. I just like a little more. So, and then make sure you get thick cut bacon.
That's very important.
Very important. It's not for that thin nothing. Go get you some.
Right.
Hitman bacon.
Exactly right.
Get you some Wright's bacon, anything but the thick cut bacon. And you dredge, meaning you coat your bacon in the brown sugar mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Get an aluminum foil lined pan.
Very important that you file.
Or you are going to be cleaning for 2 hours.
But you're just going to throw that pan away if you don't do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So aluminum foil lined pan. Lay that bacon out and put it in the oven. Bake it at about 425 for 15 minutes.
For how many minutes?
15. 10 to 15.
I thought you said 50, and I was like, ooh,
no,
okay.
No.
All right.
10,
I was like, okay.
10 to 15 minutes.
Until it's done. I mean, until it looks like crispy or whatever, I guess.
But listen, you got to take it off that aluminum. If you don't take it off, then that aluminum foil immediately, it's going to harden up on you. So it makes like a candied coating on it.
Yeah, you're right. You got to get it off faster. You'll
you
got to
get it
little...
off, or you'll be peeling aluminum foil
so
off
can
your
you,
bacon.
So when you take it off of there, I guess you don't want to put it on like a paper. You just want to go ahead and put it on a plate or a tray.
My platter. Because
you don't want it to stick together either until it cools.
And it kind of will. You can pull it apart, but yeah.
Right. But like let it cool on something else, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. it's probably a little easier to handle. Yep. Oh, that it is amazing stuff. It's like crack cooking.
Yeah. So with all your holidays coming up and you need breakfast foods and brunch foods for everybody, that's the deal right there.
That's a winner. That's what my husband asks for. My kids ask for it all the time. And she makes it for him. She's that nice. So it's ridiculous. That's why they go to your house. Sugared bacon. Mm-hmm. Okay. What you got? You got some top three too. It's all you.
Top three.
I do. Okay. So let's go with my new tennis shoes that I bought that I talked about last week. My Hoka Bondi 8 is what they're called.
How do you spell Hoka?
H-O-K-A.
Oh, okay. All right. Just like it sounds. Okay.
And I was iffy about it because I just, you know, for me, spending $100 on a pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll do it for, you know, for a good pair. But these are a little more expensive. But I was having all this pain walking on concrete all mm-hmm. the time because I'm on my feet constantly all day long. Yeah. And it's really never bothered me that much. But as I'm getting older, I mean, to a point that I'm like, okay, do I have plantar fasciitis? I mean, it just was really painful.
Yeah.
And I kept reading about Hoka, reading and reading and reading, and even Googled, like, what's the best shoe for plantar fasciitis? What's the best shoe for heel pain? And they kept coming up with this Hoka Bondi 8. Now, mm-hmm. I expected maybe a little difference. I did not expect the difference that it made.
Really?
And from the time that I put them on and walked around the living room, I mean, I just thought, yeah, I don't, because they came.
Like, okay, it's fine, but.
Right. And I started, and I went, oh, hey.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, today I have been going nonstop. I've been, you know, out on concrete, mm-hmm. walking around the kitchen, all this. I have zero pain.
Wow.
Zero pain.
That is incredible.
Yep.
That's absolutely worth it. I mean, when something like that, that again, that's your gear. Good gear is good gear. Yep. And that's when you need something like that, you'll pay, mm-hmm. you know, $150 bucks.
So, and that's about $160.
But they sound like they're professional. I mean, people pay that for hiking boots and like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like not, you know, you don't have to, but for a good supportive shoe that you're going to wear.
And I know a lot of people are into shoes and I've never been... The shoe, I don't have a shoe thing. So never in my lifetime am I going to go buy Prada. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I mean, I like a shoe that I like, but it's not because it's just because I like it. And it's not because
I'm just not going to spend that on a shoe.
No, me neither.
I don't care how much money that I have. I'm just not. It's I just can't do thing. It. It's just not my thing.
But what you got there is very important. Mm-hmm. Are they cute kind of, or are they...
Well, like, okay, so they come right now. These are black and white, and because I just wanted to get a basic pair. Now they come in all kinds of like crazy fun colors, and that'll be my next purchase.
Well, I was going to say that'd be a good Christmas present for people you know around your family to get you put your little colors down that you want and get you a little color
coloris.
Get you some peach ones or something. I don't know.
And I've lost my next one that I was going to do. But here's what I do like is my Holly Settle Broyles blanket that is going to be my favorite now that we had a little cool week.
Yes,
and I stayed wrapped up in it. And so so I know you don't have them on your Etsy store, but I'm going to link.
Because it's people could not afford them.
Etsy.
People could not. I could not afford to. Yeah. Yeah, those things, they're not, when you consider the time that goes into it, plus the yarn, it's like, that's why people are always like, I can just get that from China. I'm like, yeah, you can, but
you can.
Homemade a blanket, if not, anyway, but I love to do it. So it's fun for me to do, but okay. I know I got to work on mine. That's like that. In fact, I'm going to maybe do that tonight, sit down and watch TV and work on mine. Cause same,
man, it's cold fantastic.
And I want to snuggle in it. So excellent.
Oh, it is. It's a great snuggle blanket.
Good.
Okay. My next one, I bought these. things, and I'm sure you can get them. This is just, I just ordered them off of Amazon. I'm sure Walmart has them and Target and wherever, but these are just little storage bins. And I've put all my culinary, so all of our, I've separated them out, you know, all purpose flour, granulated sugar, powdered sugar.
Canister,
I just bought a bunch of canisters, but they clip down.
Oh, nice.
And they're just, and then they've got little stickers that you can write what's what on them. And they just are great instead of having stuff in bins and all that stuff.
Mismatched, just everything that doesn't do. And it's better for storage because A, obviously it's neater. You can find things, but also when things are the same, you know, it tends to just store better and stack better and all that kind of stuff. Oh, well, that is very nice. Now you're speaking my language, organizing containers and stuff. Ooh.
Very
exciting. I like them too. They make a huge difference.
Yeah.
In whatever you're doing, if you get the right things to contain it, man. Oh, those are very good ones. Excellent, Joni B. What are you making for our tailgate in a couple weeks? What are we having?
Well, I don't know. And that's what, no, is Tim coming?
No, he's not coming.
It's just you.
It's okay. Don't be that disappointed.
No, I'm actually kind of excited because I'm thinking I was going to have to like clean John Garrett's room because
No.
He's cleaning it now. So
no, you don't have to clean it. You're so sweet.
I think we'll do a brisket. And I think I'll do some because we're playing Kentucky. So I think I need some fried chicken or nuggets or something.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I mean, you can send me your request, but
I don't have any. I want whatever you.
I don't know what time the game is yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. So let's pray it's not 11.
I know we'll be up at
it's
over
fine,
30.
But we want like the 2:30.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, whatever.
Dave Neal can control that because it all focuses on TV. Dave Neal.
So you think Mississippi State Kentucky game is
Listen,
it's going to pull a lot of weight.
Eek. Dave, listen.
There's some fried chicken in it for you. Okay.
We got some brisket. Got some brisket.
Please.
We want a
2:30 kickoff, brother.
Hey, listen. I got a little Hitman bacon. I'll send your way.
We are not above bribery. Right. We want a 2:30 kickoff. Starkville. We want good weather. What else do you want?
I don't know that he can control that, but
you know. No, but it doesn't hurt to ask. So doesn't hurt to ask. Well, excellent.
Dave,
well,
Mary Margaret's husband.
Mary Margaret, our favorite camper.
Mary Margaret. Married to Dave.
You're married to Dave. Yeah. There you go. Maybe she'll forgive us. We have stories about M squared, man. We could tell stories on her.
I could
so she better
stories
watch
all
it.
Day long.
She better watch
on
it.
M squared.
She better not sass us too hard. So well, that's all I have. This is a gorgeous, we're having gorgeous weather. I'm going to get back at it in the other room and get stuff put back together. I made chili this weekend too. I cooked. It was a miracle.
Miracle.
I just want people to know that. Well, same with you. Like my thing is the cooking that I just get to where I'm like, I don't want to do it. Like how you're decorating is how I get with cooking. We're like together. We're the perfect, like we are like perfection.
Hey, have you found a floor lamp for me?
I have to look at the space. I can't just like, I have to
How
look at what do we
you
want.
Been at my house? Picture my den.
I'm picturing your den. Where do you want the light? Where does it need to be? What do you want it to do?
I think on both ends of the sofa.
Okay. Which sofa? There's two sofas.
I know, but one, I've got a little lamp there. I've got a table.
On your side. So the other one. Okay. Yeah. All right. When I come down, we will look and we will either go to Walmart or order Amazon and we'll order you your lamps.
Okay.
And they won't be expensive. I like as cheap as I can get. So trust me. Unless you have a store there in town too that does like.
Yeah. But now my Christmas tree is going to go over in one corner. So.
Right. In that corner. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Okay. It's important to do. So that's our exciting update on lamps. But all that was to say that I had a little bit, the fall weather to me, and I was seeing all these really good soup recipes. So I printed off a couple white chili. And then there's this buffalo chicken broccoli slow cooker thing I'm going to make this week. Like I'm cooking, I have several recipes to cook this week.
Look at you.
I know. Look at me go.
I found like an almond raspberry cake recipe. I had to try.
You know, Hudson turns 20 on Wednesday. I just need you to know that, my baby. That's it. That's the last of our teenagers. That's it.
Yeah.
He's the last one. Yep. He told me over the weekend, he said, I only have a few more days to do stupid teenager stuff. I'm like, well, get it all out of your system.
Get it out.
Get it all out. Because
how's this? John Garrett turns 21 in February.
Hmm.
Well, happy birthday, Huddy.
There you go. So, you know, we're just going to have a little din-din and it'll be nice. And I think I'll make one of my soup things. I don't know. And then get him some sushi because he likes sushi. So okay. I'll do that. I don't know. That's all I'm up for. So, all right, guys.
Is he going to come down?
I don't think he works. That's the thing.
He's a teenager.
He works.
Well, he won't be then.
He won't be.
He'll be 20, but still.
He works full time. He works his weekends, especially. I'll ask. I mean, if it works out, let's see, when am I going? I'll definitely ask him. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's gotten off for several things. So he went up to D.C. and saw Thatcher, and they had a great time. I don't know if I talked about that on here, but anyway, people don't need to know everything.
If he does, I'm not telling John Garrett he's coming.
Okay. It'll just be a surprise.
Surprise!
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 Jokey smirk.
All right.
That's it. Get us out.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to episode 59 of Designer Cornbread. And don't forget, ride the Zippa.
Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
It's disgusting. You cannot say it. You cannot say it. You're canceled. I'm canceling you.
It's a dang county fair ride. You've never heard of Zipper?
No. I mean, I believe that you have. I believe it. And it's a good name for, it's a decent name for a ride. It's just the whole setup of the scenario that I don't like. I've just explained it enough. I don't have to explain anymore. If you can't see the problem, then you are the problem.
I don't see it. I don't see the problem. Well,
everybody else sees
the problem
of high school Mark asking sixth grade Joni to come ride the Zipper with him.
Being kind to the little brat.
Oh, I'm sure he was being kind.
But they abused. Everybody else abused, but he was very kind to me.
I'm sure he was being very kind.
Oh, my gosh.